Love Talk Radio.
With more in the hands of the potter, so he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as the potter, saith the Lord, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand. O house of Israel, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church, and that includes us, in Jesus' name.
Midweek victory service. Hallelujah. We just
knowing and learning more about God all over the place. Hallelujah, all the time.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget, hallelujah, keep these dates and times. The second Friday of the month is always men's and women's fellowship.
Amen.
Hallelujah. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship, and from 7:50 until 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. We have a time in the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Sundays at 3 p.m. is our International Victory Service. Hallelujah. Heard all over the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can still tune in even if you're vacationing on the other side of the world. Hallelujah. You can still hear the service. Hallelujah. We thank God for everything he's doing in his ministry. Don't be at first and second Sunday of the month is our Titus House Challenge.
Yes.
And the new challenge will be knowing the church's confession of faith. Hallelujah. Is that what we call it, Pastor? Our confession?
Daily family confession.
Our daily family confession. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And first and second Sunday of the month is also the Pastor's Corner with yours truly. The third Sunday of the month, which is today, is the birthday corner with Sister Angie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first Sunday of the month, we had the Good News Youth Club, where the young people are learning the Word of God. Hallelujah. They are learning the Word of God, hallelujah, on their level. Hallelujah. The pastor's teaching us, and Elder QB Stevens is teaching the young people. Hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, hallelujah, they're able, hallelujah, to share with us what they've been taught. Hallelujah. They're able to quote scriptures and read scriptures and share Austin Craft Project with us. Hallelujah. We thank God for the children. If you have a child of ages 4 to 17, hallelujah, and you want them to know the Word of God, to be learning the Word of God, and to be under the anointing of the Lord,
hallelujah, while
they're being taught, hallelujah, bring them out. We thank God. On the fourth Sunday of the month, hallelujah, also, we have a guest speaker coming in, or a guest speaker that's breaking the Word of God to us. And this month, that speaker will be Pastor Lewis Wright of the Bible Way Church of God in Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But the service will not be here. We will be at Pastor Lewis Wright's church. Hallelujah. 2121 West Front Street.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And that will be an appreciation service for our pastor.
That's
we are having an appreciation service.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo, 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 woo. Hallelujah. Give him his flowers and he can stone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to bring, hallelujah. Monetary gifts, hallelujah. Flowers, hallelujah. Candy bar, whatever you want to give, hallelujah. He will appreciate it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The man, this man of God is worthy. Hallelujah. We thank God for a man of God to give us the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And after that service, hallelujah, we are still going to have a free fellowship meal. Hallelujah. Around the table. Hallelujah. So come out and chill. Hallelujah. Put your teeth in, put feet up. Hallelujah. Come out. Hallelujah. Enjoy a free fellowship meal with the saints of God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful dining hall, beautiful kitchen, beautiful classroom. Hallelujah. Beautiful child care room. Hallelujah. With his own private entrance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for our washing stations. Our new shower station for the homeless.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Northeast, Southwest, and Baltimore City.
Hallelujah.
That we are able to minister to the homeless on a much larger scale.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
To feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. Yes. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. In this ministry, when you come, hallelujah, don't forget to bring your penny for Uganda. Hallelujah. We have a job, and it says penny for Uganda. We are still assisting Dr. Helene Russell. Hallelujah. Building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. And keep her and her team in prayer as they travel the airways back and forth to Uganda, building a hospital and doing a mighty work for the Lord. When you get a chance, hallelujah, please pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. And also, how we have a GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. We also have a new cash app. That is $PTH, which stands for Department House, 2023.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. If you have a need, sow a seed.
Hallelujah.
But name your seed, saints of God, and tell God what you're believing Him for, and watch Him do it. Watch Him do it. Hallelujah. He will do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve a wonderful, wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. And if you still believe, if you still like to be a part of the Institute of Biblical Learning, hallelujah, you have until Tuesday morning. Hallelujah. So let us know. Please send your name to 443-416-1201, and I'll share with you how you can catch up on the homework or whatever it's due on Tuesday evening. Hallelujah. We're just learning the Word of God, and we just want to encourage you. Encourage you and everybody how to just to get into the Word of God. We are learning some foundational things about the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that He's done, all that He's doing, and all that He's going to do through this ministry. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peter.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank the Lord for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping situation on this afternoon.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want to personally thank all of you out there, radio line, and those here who have joined our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them, and icing on the cake is to tell that God loves them too.
Yes.
It means so much to them.
Thank you, Jesus.
It will mean that much to them.
Thank you.
It may save a life.
Amen.
It will definitely change the life.
Amen.
Yes.
To underscore that, what we're going to do, we're going to do something different right now. Dig in there. Can you talk to me for a minute? Can you get the best?
Hi, teacher.
Yes, sir. I have a teacher.
Yes, sir.
I look at my wallet. I'll say, do you
have
to have any kind of cash on you? I need a little.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to play a scripture called I Love You With the Love of the Lord. Did you find anything?
You want some sauce or some
home? I really want some sauce.
Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you, man. Thank you. See, that's why y'all guys in here that I've married, y'all don't know what y'all business. She got my back. I'm going to play this song, I Love You With the Love of the Lord. Deacon A.J., can you sit down again, please? And put the basket in front of you. Put the basket in front of you. Okay. And put this in there. There's somebody that wears a lot of hats. Now, we have Pastor Peter's appreciation, but we need to appreciate another one that was a lot of hats. Now, I heard it through the grapevine. Honey, thank you for being a grapevine. That he's going on vacation. And you don't want folks going on vacation, and when they open up their wallet, butterflies come out. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to say, I'm going to say this to the lecture, and we want you to get up and read everybody, but then come by yourself and put something in it. I don't care if it's $1. I don't care if it's 50 cents. I don't care if it's $1 million. Because she's going to take time from that. I mean, she's going to bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Love on her. It's a love on each other. And give it, at the very least, give it a Christmas song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless
you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I knew that was a surprise.
Yes, it was.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless be God.
Hallelujah.
Baruch Hashem and Onan. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
He's Lord.
Y'all, I gotta come up with something else because y'all are all in the chorus now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, it's just so good to have y'all folks just paying attention in this house.
Amen.
Now, those who get on the morning worship, I shared something that I have never shared before. And that's about 3 steps to the 7 pillars of wisdom.
Yes.
Anybody in here know the 3 steps to the 7 pillars of wisdom? Anybody? See, what happens is that the 7 pillars of wisdom, you got to be, you know, a little older to comprehend that. You know, coach will teach what spirit of learning is not to be excellent and to please God, and willingness to work and go the extra mile. A heart of integrity and honesty, a loving heart, a forgiving heart, a giving heart. Now, a 4-year-old or a 3-year-old may not be able to comprehend that. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So we got to come up with something that they can comprehend on their level. And so God dropped in my spirit about 3 steps to that. It's like being in kindergarten. Then if you go to middle school or high school or whatever. So here are the 3 steps. No, anybody remember what I said?
TSD.
You got it all. Fuck yeah. Now. Wait a minute. TSD. Now, I think that was a key move. The first one to say that. Now, you have a choice of a book for a man or a book for anybody.
I'm a woman.
Okay. You could get the book for a man to somebody, you know, follow it. The 3 steps to the 7 pillars of wisdom. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not right, don't do it. 3-year-old can understand that. You understand what I'm saying? If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not right, don't do it. The 3 steps to the 7 pillars of wisdom. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, Jesus is Lord. Nobody knows that Jesus is Lord. All right, give myself that. I wonder what somebody said. Say the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Be thank God. Now, I got to do something else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to do something very special. See if I can key up the right music. And we're going to key up the right music. Hope this is good. Pastor Keaton, is this the right music?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
You can see it there.
Yes.
Well, good.
This is right.
All right, this is Andy. You know what this is. Come on now.
Come on now.
All right now, act like you know.
All right now, let's go.
All right, go Andy, 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 go Andy.
Hallelujah.
Hello, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hello. Happy Father's Day to all of you. And my name is Sister Angie, and I'm the president of the Birthday Girl.
All right, we're in the month of June.
Yeah. Does anybody have a birthday in the month of June? If so, can you please stand and tell me the date?
Thank you. Father of the founder of the holiday, which was in June 19, 1910. It was later moved to the third Sunday in June. President Lyndon B. Johnson, in 1966, ushered a proclamation that recognized the day. And President Nixon signed legislation that stated the third Sunday in every June would be Father's Day. Praise the Lord. So that's the history of the birth when Father's Day started. Now, what is a father? This is what the world says. They say a man that causes a pregnancy, resulting in the birth of a child. He fathers a child. A man who has begotten a child. A father is a male parent of a child. Besides the parental bond of a father to his children, the father may have parental, legal, social relationships with that child that carries certain rights and obligations. There are seven roles of a father. A father is a provider, a protector, a leader, a teacher, help, and encourage, and above all, a father is a friend. Sounds like he may have taken some notes from the father, which is Jesus the Christ, the great father, or his father as well. Alright. And this is what the Bible says. A godly father. Hebrews 12:3-11. As a father, he receives us and forgives us, rejoices over us when in repentance we come home to him. In Luke 15:11-32 says that God the Father has made himself God, our Father, seeing he is personally, emotionally, and even psychologically involved in our lives with us. He's all in. Would you say?
Amen.
And check everybody. Matthew 6:25-34 says, as our Father, he hears and answers our prayers. And Matthew 4:36 says, it is Jesus who teaches us to pray to God as our Father. Matthew 6:9 says, it is the Spirit of the Son who leads us into intimacy with God as Abba, Father. In Galatians 4:6 says, now, we know that our Father God cares for us and provides for us. That's what the word says about a father.
Hallelujah.
And I've pinned a coin that it says, a father. A father is a man that has been graced to be a daddy. A daddy that cares. Will do for you what really matters for you to be your best. A father is a strong. He is strong inside and out. Caring, and loves you without a doubt. And when he speaks, he takes away your fears, causes his words to make you feel soft and gooey inside, with his arms all around you, and making you feel pretty prepared. A father is a man's man that knows how to bow his head, lead the prayer at the table, and stay over you when you start to pray as well. A father that has roots, that has grown from a tender seeds that were planted by his mother or grandma, well, while they were on their knees. A good father has walked a seasoned path that paves his way, so his steps will strengthen your walk each and every day. That is a heavenly, loving father. We thank you for that. There you know what a father looks like. If you see someone, there is a daddy. It doesn't quite cut the mustard. Now you know how to pray for them. Because none of us are finished products. But our love reaches out to them to help them along. And our men need our help. Our dads need our help. And sometimes we cannot. Just putting your arm around their neck and say, I love you, Dad. I appreciate you. You go to work. You give me ice cream every now and then. And yes, I have to go to my room sometimes. But you know it was done in love. So let's love on our men, love on our fathers, pray for them because prayer changes things. And they need our help just like we need theirs. But we put them on a pedestal today because they are fathers. God bless them to give the word to be the head of our household. So give them that what they are owed. Give them that place and respect in your heart and in your mind. I'm not saying you're going to always agree with them. But you know that God gave them to you. And they're special. So let them know any way you can. And always pray for our fathers. And today, I would like three people to give me their idea or to share a little something about their dad, if you want it. Because if there's a little girl, someone who likes to say something about their dad, because it's prominent in their life that you love. If he likes you, we give him just a space to do so. And in the meantime, I would like for my good news, she's called to come up front and meet me. Is anyone in the audience who would like to give us an idea of what your dad might have been like?
My daddy was everything to me. He was a jack of all trades. He was lovable. He was just everything. I'm just cooking. He loved to cook. He must make a great man. He was a lovely person. And I miss him dearly.
And I love him and I miss him so much. And it's been about maybe 4 or 5 years now since he's been gone, but I still miss my dad because we always talked about God and he wanted to hear one of my sermons, but he left before he could hear one. And I just miss him and love him. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Hopefully you have some comments.
Yes, I can remember how my dad was. He was a comforter. He was a provider. Even when he was sick, he provided. I remember my father had an operation, and he was cut from one side to the other, and because he had cancer. But he still provided for the family. Even though he was in a position where he could have just laid down and just said, you know, I have to heal. There's nothing I can do right now. But he still took care of the family. And that's what a father does. He sacrifices. He puts his feelings to the, on the back burner, and he still takes care of the needs of the family. And I thank God for providing for my family, the father, the one and only father that my family had, and it was 8 of us. And he took care, he was the daddy of all 8 of us, and he took care of all of us. Whatever the need was, whatever he could do, take care of us and mama, he did. And although I might have been 10 years old when he went on to do the Lord, I still remember him. Hallelujah. I thank God for having that father. Hallelujah.
Would you like to give us another acknowledgement of your relationship with yourself and your dad?
Interesting question. My father was known as Deacon Bergen. He went home to be with the Lord in 1976.
Yeah, I was born.
Hallelujah. And a couple of funny things happened. Glory to God. That I would think about my father. We would sit down and watch the Fallen Warriors, the local Warrior family, and we would eat crabs and drink RC Cola. I remember when we would go fishing. I was the only child that loved going fishing. So my mother and my father and I would go fishing, and my mother and I would be out fishing while Dad would be in the car sleeping. But he'll tell anybody it was really true. He went fishing. But he was sleeping while we were doing the fishing, but he went there with us. And the last thing, it grieved me at the time, but when I look back on it, it turned out it was a funny thing in a way. Is that he worked at Social Security, and he was at his desk, and some of his coworkers said, "Oh, there's no bird over there on his desk sleeping." He had gone on to be with the Lord at work. He was told months and months earlier that he should stay home and not work, and because his heart was that bad. And he refused to stay home. And so he went to work, kept going to work, because he was providing for the family. And he went home to be with the Lord at his death, at Social Security. And, I could see them say, "Look, bird sleep again." Yes, he sleeps in the arms of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank each and every one of you for sharing those nuggets that were shared with you there. Thank God for them.
Amen.
Thank God for them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because had not they given it into the realm of reproduction, we wouldn't be.
Amen.
Yep. So we know we can thank God and be Christian.
Hallelujah.
At this time, because we have a pastor that is our friend, is our open theater, is our teacher, our everything. We put on the attendance as a father of this congregation. And our card says, "He's a man to respect and a man to admire. He's my dad. You're a model of strength, love, and wisdom. Happy Father's Day. You're a great dad. We respect and love by so many. From all of us, your church family, here we reverence you. A father who is loving, takes care of his sheep, which is us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your commitment to God first and us next. May God continue to keep and bless you in his care." At this time, the Good News Youth Club, all fathers, would you please stand, because the Good News Youth Club has a gift for you.
Praise God.
He come back here. Any father, let's give them a hand. All fathers.
Amen.
that loves me still. You are a wonderful man. Thanks for loving me. Your peace.
So I just want to say thank you for being a great
a great father, a great teacher, such an outstanding pastor as well. Thank you for loving my mother.
Yes.
Thank you for calling my mother.
Thank you
for honoring my mother. Thank you for providing for my mother, for protecting her, bullying her, and showing her what a woman is supposed to feel like and adored from head to toe. So I thank you for being the man that God called you to be.
Thank you,
people. So that I thank you for the role, the ups, the downs that God had to take you through to get you here, because it was worth it.
Yes.
So for me to you, the boys to you, we love you and happy Father's Day.
I celebrated my own father, but that you are definitely worth it. Thank Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
See, y'all are trying to really be speechless.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what to say, man.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love all of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
and knock out all the things that the devil would try to tell you. That nobody cares. Nobody really loves you. Nobody, you see, and I just, y'all just don't know. And I just put the bottom of my heart, thank you. I really thank you. It makes me want to do more and more and more.
Hallelujah.
Share more and give more. God bless you again.
Thank you.
God bless you too, Pastor
Bird. I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Again, thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is a meal that he
thank you, Father.
There's a meal that gives life, preserves life, gives life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Holy Communion
yes.
is a time where we deal with understanding the Christ that was paid for your life. The price that was paid so that you could live and not die. So you could love and not hate. For you to win and not lose. He did that for us.
Thank you.
I'll check on this afternoon. It's 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 and 30. For those who are shaking, you could be shaking. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. May you go for shaking, you could be hallelujah. In the text on today, the word of the Lord says to examine your father.
Yourself.
Examine your mother.
Yourself.
Examine your siblings.
Yourself.
Your children.
Yourself.
The dog, cat.
Yourself.
Examine yourself.
It says to examine yourself.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we do that in the light of the Word of God. We thank God for His Word.
Hallelujah.
For those
thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for His Word.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. When I pray to God, you are the Lord again. When I was a little child,
it's not right there.
Oh, Jesus. When we were sitting down there at Donald's temple of 520 Whitmore Avenue, and they said, okay, it's communion time. We did this in a hurry, too, because we got scared. We examined ourselves quickly. And so we're going to do that right now. In fact, what we're going to do, we're going to clean the plate again and again and again. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. Remember that their names are now written in the Bible's book of life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you for it.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the scripture, Isaiah 53 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24 B, Hebrews 9:22 B, Revelations 1:5 B, Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, glory to God, Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's got a beautiful visual. I don't know anybody else who could have done what Jesus did. Who should he be? In the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. And for the cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many flee. Well, the root of some have no knowledge. Blessed be God the Lord. This is the communion worthily. Because we rightly desire the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessings to
ourselves. Yes.
Strength to ourselves.
Yes.
Healing to ourselves.
Yes.
Light to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19, Jesus, I set before you the life of death, blessings and increases. Choose life that you and the children shall live. Psalm 118:17 says, you will not die, but live, declare the voice of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19. God, you said you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back forth, but it will accomplish. It will prosper what you would say. So we thank you for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But don't
on the same night, hallelujah,
in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He took the bread.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh,
Lord.
He took the bread.
Oh,
and when he had given it back, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Is that what we're doing? Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. You're supposed to take it to the Lord. We're going to take that stuff. 2 Peter 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3. Declare that God wants to heal us everywhere we go. So Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing. Every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, as I do. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the tegumentary system, the muscular skeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, and the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head, from the to the toes of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative healing right now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Matthew 15:26. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Second John chapter 12, verse 13, 12 and 1 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalm 100, the green of children and the sheep of your pasture. The healing is the bread of your children. Thank you, Lord, for your healing today. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he tomorrow was overcome. And we have given thanks, but in the book they kept him on the road, they said, you're going to continue. We thank you again. He declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. The road they kept him on the road. What are the books that touch them? We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our heart. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said. Bring me in remembrance that we may plead together, that you may be justified. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, you're justified by the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we boldly say what God said. We boldly say what God said. God, you said. Almighty God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world will come over to you. They may come knocking at your door, but they won't overtake you. Because I have seen the blood. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our lovers, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of the Lord and the Tishbite. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to nil, makes to nil effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every destiny. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name. For every curse is passed in our family, every salary, every equity. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes us high. Bring it to the door, make the door, bring it to 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 the door, b Hallelujah. So we thank you for Holy Communion on today. We will love you, Lord. For everything you hear, we will love you, Lord. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family very intercession on today. Supernatural Sunday. Hallelujah. We speak every day of the word on our family and our brother's family. According to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Hallelujah. Romans 4, 17. 17, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of God, saved in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty things in Jesus' name, leading great spiritual kingdom within. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. Spirit kingdom citizens, we are five-fold ministry gifts. We are gifted to the ministry of health. We're creative, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now we have a label to keep us from falling, and we're going to fall before the presence of His glory. We're leading doors to all God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For holding
communion. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. For the word you're keeping. More of me, Lord. More of me, Lord. My heart desires more of me. More of me, Lord. More. Be my trust, Lord. I will give up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsty of my soul.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Spirit of heaven.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Take me till I want no more. Fill my cup.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Time to preach is what
time. Hallelujah.
Time for the word, Pastor
Bird. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility, nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today, Lord. Heal the one, deliver the one, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and holiness. And let the signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the hearts. 30, 60, 100, even 1,000 fold increase in the blessing in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of authority to tread our servants to score the faith, because you're from the root of man to be bound in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, we thank you now. We praise your name. We give you the glory, we give you the honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name in Jesus' name. And the church says,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'd just like to ask you a question. You know, a lot of times, we've heard people ask this same question to a lot of people. We even went as far as to go to court dealing with trying to get the answers to this question. We even called on someone named Dana to try to help us to answer
the question that I'm going to pose to you today. The title of today's message is Who's Your Daddy?
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Tell another one. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
But what was it? Come on,
I know it.
Matthew
6, chapter 9. Hallelujah. It's Matthew 6, chapter 9. John.
Chapter 6, verse 9.
I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9.
There you go.
John 8. Verses 42-47,
mm-hmm.
1 Peter 5:8, Matthew 7, verses 7-11.
Now, I will venture to say that there are about 7 or 8 phrases or words that could be used to deal with father. You got the first father.
Mm-hmm.
You got an adopted father.
Mm-hmm.
You got a stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
You got a foster father. You got a father-in-law. You got, what else do you got?
Your
oldest
father. because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convict me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
So you got the heavenly Father, and then you got the devil, who's the father of liars and all the other folk. But then, between the two of them, believe it or not, you got bonus father. Your adopted father, your stepfather, your father-in-law, the foster father. You know, there's a couple of others I'm leaving out. But they're bonuses.
Yes.
Bonuses are good. I stopped using the word stepfather. That's my bonus father. I stopped using the word foster father. Or foster mother. We don't use that. We don't use step anything. Step children, their bonuses. You know, the Bible says that you got a whole bunch of children. That's a blessing to you. Then you got bonus children. Oh, man, that's great. So a bonus father is great. And we need to stop calling stepfather, because that's sort of, it's not saying anything. Because stepfathers can be good or bad. They can be up or down. But if you call them a bonus father, you can have what you say.
Amen.
You're speaking prophetically.
Right.
Maybe they're not living up to that now, but you can call them, oh, you're my bonus father. After a while, they're going to be a bonus to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, they will. Because you are a prophetic being.
Yes.
And we're honoring Father's Day, and of course, the history of Spokane, Washington, the first celebration of Father's Day in 1910, June 19th, which is interesting. That tomorrow is June 19th, isn't that something?
Amen. Amen.
Juneteenth. That's a federal holiday tomorrow as well.
Yes.
So the bottom line is that who's your daddy for you? See, there's a thing about fathers and daddies.
Because there are a lot of
birth fathers that have never seen this.
Wow.
The extra without leave. Come on now. The man seen him one time in the nursery. And the next time they see him, they graduated from high school.
Right.
And they get a scholarship to college or going to the NBA. Now they want to hope out to get a job.
Too late. Too late.
They were going to be a bonus ball. But they were A-W-O-L. It is time for us to begin to speak very interesting about fathers.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank
and
you.
I know we're because the world is their father. It doesn't tell them anything. Oh, that's my stepfather. What does that say? Oh, stepson. That's my stepdaughter. That doesn't say anything. But when you say that's my bonus father.
Yeah.
That's my bonus daughter, my bonus son.
Yeah.
My bonus. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's saying something. It's positive.
It is right. It's right.
I submit to you that we, as a collective group, need to detach the word self out of our vocabulary.
Amen.
And replace it with bonus. So if they don't act like a bonus, they will know this is what we expect of you. You're my bonus father.
Yes.
And then start regurgitating that in their mind. They start thinking, he called me a bonus.
Yes.
Why does he keep calling me his bonus, Father?
Thank you, Jesus.
What am I bringing to the table?
Yes.
And a bonus to them. Let me get that from the door. And they'll start bringing themselves around to being the bonus in your life.
Amen.
Being the help in your life.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Often we say what our fathers aren't doing. We need to retain that. We need to call those things which be not as though they were.
Amen. That's right.
We need to call
them
things.
Amen.
Don't be prophetic. Be prophetic.
Yes.
And say, oh, that's my bonus father over there in the barber chair next to me. And I said, bonus father.
Amen.
You know, they start thinking about that. It's the bonus father. Oh,
amen.
Start the conversation, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's my bonus child. What's a bonus child? Is somebody leaving him on the door? That was a bonus? It starts to think it. And then he tells us the bonus because they have blessing to me. I think I see if it wasn't for my children. I wouldn't be a father, is that all?
Right.
If it wasn't for my spiritual children, I wouldn't be a spiritual father, is that all?
Amen.
It is important for us to stand as men, stand in the role as strength. Not strength, but strength. Strength.
Amen.
We didn't stand tall.
Yes.
For our bonus family.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need to leave big footprints.
Thank you, Jesus.
So they won't step in the landmines of life. They can step in our footprints and be safe.
Amen.
Our job as fathers is to lead a righteous.
Thank you, God.
Yes. So those coming behind me and fall.
Amen.
And not be blown up by the landmines and the traps of this life.
Amen.
For
Amen.
Those
Amen.
One of the jobs that we have kind of relegated this to women, but it's really the men's job. Training of the child in the way it goes. In other words, you lay traps. Yes. So that the children can get it on the right track. Yes. And follow. So they won't be derailed by the pitfalls of the life.
Thank you, Lord.
Give me another scripture because I'm going off the deep end. I only have four scriptures out of there.
1 Peter 5:8.
See, the enemy, daddies, kings in training of kings, you need to understand that what the enemy is set up to do.
1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Let us get into the man over the feet, the devil over the feet. It's true, everybody. But specifically, you got to have a sober-minded man.
Lean
home. But a woman will never desire to lead the family, although through slavery, the woman had to keep family together for children and rubber bands and all that kind of stuff with prayer. But she was not designed for that job. It was left for
Amen.
But she was a strong woman.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. They're the same practices that define to be strong man than a strong woman. That's true. And look here. Now the world's got to make fun of that. Behind every strong man, there's a strong woman to tell them no. that might be true. There's some emphasis in it. It might be necessary to tell them no. But the bottom line is that the thief wants to steal your seed, y'all.
Amen.
The thief wants to derail your progress. Your generation. You know you are a generation. You are a generation. See, there's three generations of a person here. Thank you. My family in here. There's three generations. He wants to clutch y'all off. But the man is the same God. Daddy! Father! Is the same God. He's the one that has stayed on the pinnacle of the temple with a sword in one hand and bricks it and trying to build the wall in the other hand. He's got a watch as well as pray. He's got to lead as well as protect. Give me another scripture.
Matthew 7:7-11. And it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. For what man is there of you, who, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?
We're supposed to be just like God. And so they ask children. We have to bless them with the apostles to encourage them, to prepare them for the real life.
Amen.
It is very important for children to be prepared. For, I hear his life ain't fair, y'all.
Amen.
All of the things I just said, y'all got to take it out of your mind. It ain't fair.
There
you go. You get born, the first thing that happens is that the doctor thanks you. And every now and then, another will spank you too. And you got to die here. And all over your life, folks are trying to spank you. So you're going to have to learn how to take the blow of life and keep on trucking. Who did you do that? Shut up, ultimately, Daniel. Mama's teaches you how to love.
Amen.
Daddy teaches you how to stand. And I've done all to stand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Staying the same. If you are looking for what's my role, what I'm supposed to do as a father, you new fathers out there. Train up the child.
Right.
Don't send them to the church. Take them to the church.
Amen. Amen.
Brother,
amen.
According to them. Don't tell them about
Amen.
If it ain't right, don't do it.
Amen.
Daddy, you don't have to be that way. So that your children can follow in your footsteps.
Amen.
But if you crooked, if you're a liar about the feet,
right.
And do whatever that is, you're not sure they're going to follow me because the truth don't fall off of the tree.
Oh,
who's your daddy? Who is your daddy? Is it your heavenly father?
Thank you.
Or is it the devil? Because the devil can go to you. And what you feel like doing, that's going to be all right. It's just me. And next thing you wind up, you wake up and you set up a bar.
Amen.
How did I get here? How did I lose my number? I'm sorry to say, we pray for laborers. We pray for laborers that lost his 28-year-old son. And somebody got him to try some drugs.
He
died of an overdose. Talk about the children, birth children. I get ignorant in a way, but the Holy Spirit. Why couldn't I have talked that way? Why couldn't I have walked that way every step of the way? So I'm telling you out there now, you young father, to listen to me. Or you know, young father, don't waste your time trying to fulfill your goals, your desires. Think about your generation, what you leave behind, because one day you will leave behind. All they're going to know is what he does. It's up to you. Who's your daddy? If your heavenly father is your daddy, then you know how to work. You know how to do it. Hallelujah. You know what to do, what to say. You say, what do you mean? I know what to do. He left the owner's manual for you to figure it out. He said, I put 788,280 words in this book. King James Version. And whatever you go through, you're the children of faith. It is in there. Get over up the book. Right into the golden book. And you can tell them I didn't know. I survived with the book. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? If your heavenly father is your real daddy.
Amen.
Because the fruit don't fall far from the tree.
Amen.
Your children need to see God in you.
Yeah, that's real.
Not just the folk at church.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come home and then you somebody else's father.
Amen.
You need to be like your heavenly father. Start at home and then in the church.
Right.
On your job, at the church, in your community.
Amen.
If folks don't know you, say you've done something wrong.
Mm.
I mean by your conversation, I mean by your actions. I mean, because you can say a lot of stuff.
Amen.
I had one lady stop at the red light on Baltimore Street. One lady came to witness, said, you like the drugs? I said, no, I'm straight. Oh, I'll check you out. And he started speaking
to God.
God will go for
you. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Anybody can speak in tongues.
That's right.
Anybody can tell us their hope.
Amen.
When you go to church and you act all alone and jealous, and you go home and you slap your wife around, you perpetrate a people and then you tell you go back to church with that other one, oh, she's not feeling good today. Because I mean, you wait for all those fruits of the
angel
and call yourself father. So you want to treat your wife right, so you can train your children to know how to treat a woman and a woman, how what you expect of a man and a girl. Come on,
amen.
Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen.
A lot of stuff is called generational curses, aren't you? They just got learned behavior.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's learned behavior. You were born with it, you just got it because you was in the environment. And you saw your father smacking women around. So when you got old enough, hallelujah, you start slapping your girlfriend around. And then you tell her, you made me do this. If you had not done that, if you didn't, if you had not grabbed the food, you wouldn't have made any better. Just grab the food? Oh, boy, they still got a McDonald's for the other corner. Come on.
That's right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we're going to put it all right in the picture.
Hallelujah.
Who's your name?
Who's your name?
It's your name. Our Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Well, that's the last scripture.
Yes, sir.
Well, praise the Lord.
He's your Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Don't be like some of those quote-unquote stepfathers who would treat their natural children in that relationship better than they do the step. There's something wrong with that picture. They're not Christ, and we know the father, who their father and who their dad is. That's the devil. Of course you can. That's the devil. That's glory to God. Can I be real with you?
Amen. Yes.
That's a curry. That's a curry.
Amen.
You go, you buy a child that's 15 years old, 40 years old, 30 years old. The 30 to 40 years old are your birth children. 15 year old is a step, quote unquote, a bonus child. And you go out and buy good gifts, clothing, and this for the 34-year-old, and then you give the 50-year-old a color book. It's a great art. Shut up all of that picture. Now, I know y'all are going to hear a message of Lord, all of the men, Father's Day, yeah, we celebrate them. We celebrate the Father, the Heavenly Father. We didn't celebrate no fathers that their fathers the devil. We didn't celebrate y'all. All we got to we didn't say this though. We may be repent and be baptized. Repent, give yourself over to God. Be a new creature. And when you're born again, guess what? You become a bonus to everybody around you.
Father. Hallelujah. Lord God, I accept you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. If you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. You have crossed over from death unto life. Hallelujah. And the angels in heaven rejoice over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Please join us in the morning for morning prayer. That number is 720-527-5952. The access code is 103-454510. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you in the morning. Be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Say, do you like this mind? And now it's sweet and my joy is complete. And say.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Only one way, armed and dangerous, you know I would play. Faithful victory, all on the scene. It is encouraging you to come in. Faith is disciple, you know I can tell. That's he said I don't forget, I make it better, cause they're all about faith. You know what I mean.
Hallelujah. Yes, now, all in the Lord's ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm saved.
Are you seriously on the dangerous end? Are you seriously on the dangerous end?
Minister Jerry, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can you come in for a minute, please? Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. Is there anyone that has a praise report? Hallelujah. We would love to hear it. We know God is doing great things. Well, we are glad. There are prayers. Y'all be putting prayers on or requests on your envelope. God is answering prayers. Hallelujah. Answering requests. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please don't forget to give him the glory. Let someone else know what God is doing for you. Hallelujah. It will be encouraging. It will be encouraging. I don't care how small you may think it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter how small you may think it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I got a praise report.
Praise God. Let's share it. Hallelujah.
This Friday, I was coming from
they're not giving their class a graduation, but they went on a field trip. That grade went on a field trip. Thank God for my niece, my nephew in Florida that's going to, what I've forgotten the name of this college that he's going to, but he has a full ride scholarship. A football scholarship. And I thank God for favor. God is doing a mighty work in the people of God, and God is showing himself mightily in our children.
Yes.
We have been putting the word of God there, and God is showing off.
Yes.
And he's doing just what he said that he would do.
Yes.
And we just thank God, and we thank God for continually giving us the word of God to put in them, and thank God for them having a receptive heart to receive. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for all that he's done and he's doing and he's going to do. Hallelujah. And if there's any other graduates and in the church, in your family, we want you to allow us to know about it. Because it's the children have a whole lot to go through.
Right.
The children have a whole lot that's facing them. Hallelujah. They have a whole lot that's facing them to get through whatever grade they're going through and to bring them through to the end of the year. There are influences in schools now that was not there when I was. When I was there, I thank God for that. I thank God for, because I know he's going to cover Malachi as he goes, because you can see a lot of things on the college campus that make your eyes bulge.
Yeah.
I know when I was there and I graduated in 2016, it was stuff that I've never in my life thought I would see on college campus. You know, but a lot of times the children say, oh, I'm away from home, I can sow my wild oats, I can do whatever I want to do, and I just act however I want to act. And you're wondering, like, and everything, you know, but God is able to keep. He's able to be there with you, and he's able to keep you safe and to bring you back home safe, too. Thank God. Hallelujah. And was there anybody else that had a praise report? I know God is doing something, a multitude of things for a multitude of us. From one Sunday to another, next to the next, I know God is doing something. Yes, Pastor Bird. What has he done to you? Hallelujah. Yes.
I did. Okay. So go ahead, Brother Jerry. I praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Along the lines of, I mentioned before, but my niece is
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for money returned to us, Lord God. You said we cast our bread out on the water, and many days it will come back. Lord God, we call back the harvest in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
All the things, the finances that we need, hallelujah, Lord God, we have sown. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, to return, to replenish in the name of Jesus so that we can sow again. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for proving your word to us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing some of 30, some 60, some 100, even a 1,000-fold return in blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to also thank those that gave to Deacon AJ for her trip.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless that in the name of
Jesus.
Multiply. And those that gave, multiply. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And I also want to thank you all for the love that you've shown to me today. I really appreciate what you've done. Words I cannot convey my heartfelt gratitude for what you've done and what you shared and the words that you shared today. We love you. God loves you. There's nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. And on next Sunday is the fourth Sunday. We will not be having service here. Our service will be at our guest speaker's church. Our guest speaker is Pastor Lewis Wright of the Bible Way Church of God in Christ. That address is 2121 West Pratt Street. Hallelujah. It's in West Baltimore. And we will be having our fellowship dinner immediately after service. Hallelujah. If you need directions, please feel free to call us. We'll give you the address and directions. Hallelujah. It will be an appreciation service for Pastor Bird. Hallelujah. We are having an appreciation service for our pastor. Hallelujah. He is well deserving.
Yes.
Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we are asking whatever gift you want to present, whatever, everything, whatever you would bring it out. Hallelujah. You want to say some words or put in a card. Hallelujah. Bring it next Sunday. Hallelujah. That address again is 2121 West Pratt Street. Hallelujah. 2121 West Pratt Street. Hallelujah. And the service is still at 3 o'clock. Everything's the same. We'll just be there. That's all. Hallelujah. Bring a friend. Come. Praise the Lord. Is there a question?
By
the way, Church of God in Christ. Yes.
What's that
Between Pulaski, the street at the corner is Pulaski.
I think the other one is small one, I think.
I know you would have to, because it is a one-way street coming down. You would have to go up, Frederick, and make your left, and then come down Frederick, because it's one way.
Yes.
It is about 2 or 3 blocks beneath West Side Shopping Center.
Okay.
It's in the area of West Side Shopping Center.
Thank
God
the GPS.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yes. I will keep my phone on anybody that gets or that needs transit, directions there, or may get a little turned around or whatever. And if you call me, then I'll be able to assist you being there. We thank God. Hallelujah. Is there any more questions? Or hearts and minds? Or clear?
Oh, one other thing about the Good News Youth Club. They are seeking donations of $1 for the wristband.
Get a wristband and get more than one so that you can give them to your friends. They got scriptures on it, which is really good. The word of God. Hallelujah.
Thanks. Hallelujah.
Sister Kiwi or anybody over there for a wristband and a donation of $1 per wristband.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And our next, the next time the Good News Youth Club will be going out will be in July.
July 29th. That's the
Sunday. Hallelujah.
Yes. And we are going down to the Lexington Market. We need to call the manager. He said to let us know when it's coming in here.
Hallelujah.
It's July 29th.
Hallelujah.
And we will meet here at 10 o'clock to pray and give instructions, and then we'll go. They'll go together down to the Lexington Market like they did before. Come here, get into our yellow t-shirts and yellow hats, and we flow. And God's going to bless us like he did the last time.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Our hearts and minds clear. Any more announcements? Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Lord God, for bringing us to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We can learn and hear more of your word and to worship you. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask you to take everyone home. Lord God, let them find their homes the same way they left. Lord God, intact. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for seed. Lord God, you've given us to be able to sow to the house of the Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to bless it and blow upon it. Protect us, Lord God, as we go home, Lord God. Protect us on the street, on the highway. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, put your angels of protection around us, in the front, in the back, on the right, on the left, above us, beneath us. Lord God, but most of all, deep down within us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your angels, Lord God, our angels that protect us, that goes with us. Hallelujah. That we can command. Hallelujah. We can speak to. Hallelujah. And tell them just what to do. We thank you, Lord God, for them going with us and being protected of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Hallelujah. We are not going to forget, Lord God, that we heard on today. Thank you, Lord God, for a blessed week, a prosperous week, a victorious week. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for being able to witness to someone on this week, Lord God, telling them about you, bringing them to salvation in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for a blessing, Lord God, with a wonderful dinner, Lord God. Sanctify food, Lord God, that's going to be on the tables, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for us, you're doing for us, and you're going to do for us. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, continue to prove yourself to us. In the name of Jesus. As we, Lord God, speak your word as we go. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. Where are you getting the other one? Oh, you took all four. Oh, okay. Hey, baby. Oh, right. It was Steve. Hey,
baby. Hey. First of all,
Oh,
Now look at Drake, Julie. You can call Angie had on dress up on Sunday before. Oh, man, look out. You think it's too young for what you want? You think you're going to have to stay in school?
Yes.
Thank you. Because, but Malachi, it's three water bottles at the front door. I need you to take upstairs to our bedroom. Don't break them 5 gallon water bottles.
I can't
help you. Man, don't listen to none of the bottles.
Oh, yeah, right.
Don't listen to bottles.
Xavier home on the 14th, it was with his father today and called Pam, let her know he locked up.